one of the things that I caution the school board and the citizens on is that this might get us by this year, but Seminole County citizens need to look for a long-term solution so we're not back here next year.
So for this year, you're still looking at a deficit of around about $14 million you've got to make up
Correct.
Somehow?
We've identified a whole list of additional cuts, though, which include a reduction in teacher units, athletic coaches, district office cuts, and we've made some substantial changes in transportation to try to cut that deficit for the 12-13 school year. They would impact every school, but it would not impact the closing of a school.
So how soon can you make a decision on what cuts are going to go into effect and which schools would be affected?
We're going to have to wait until after the legislative session is over March 6th and the governor signs the budget to see exactly, you know, what we can do. But we need a long-term solution, and you know, that's what we heard loud and clear. We heard parents coming forward saying, we all want to work together to go ahead and find a long-term solution. So, you know, that's what we're working on right now. We've established a committee. And so I think there's a lot of awareness out throughout the community now in terms of what the challenges we have with our budget. So, yeah, I'm very happy that we were able to withdraw those schools from any closing in the upcoming year. But, again, it's a long-term solution that we need.
Do you have any ideas at this point as to what that long-term solution might look like?
Well, the school board, you know, ultimately makes that decision. And over the last 8 years, the millage rate has been decreased by 14.2%. It seems like the only answer is a small increase in millage. A 1 mil increase for 4 years would cost a homeowner who has a $155,000 home and a $25,000 homestead exemption about $130 a year. So it's a small, but would have a significant impact on our school budget because it would generate about $25 million a year.
So just to break it down in simple terms, you're looking at different options for local taxation to try and raise some more money to keep those schools afloat?
Correct. What we're doing, the first thing we're doing is going back through our budget. We've had 3 years of substantial budget cuts where we've lost about $83 million in our operating budget. It's about 17.7%, and we've cut about 700 positions. About three-quarters of the people who work for us live in Seminole County, so I know that's had an impact on small business and local economy. But we're still looking through to make sure we can be as efficient as we can. Second, we have a committee that's going to be working with our finance team to see if there are any savings that people can identify. And third, you know, our only other option then is to go ahead and look to the citizens for additional, funding.
It's obviously been quite a tough time, not just for the PTA, the parents, the students and everybody else at the schools, but also the board. Has it taken a lot out of you personally?
Well, what I feel very pleased with is as we've gone out and visited schools, people have said, what can we do to help? And the emails and calls and other communications to the legislators have been very helpful. And I think everybody said, you know, let's just get by this year. We want to keep our schools open, and then let's work together for a long-term solution. So overall, we've received a very positive response. We've tried to go ahead and get out to every part of the county, and I think people have appreciated the fact that we actually went to them. We had extensive opportunities for dialogue with questions and answers. I think we've answered a lot of their questions, clarified their concerns. You know, it's really, I believe, had a very positive impact on citizens of Seminole County, and they've demonstrated that quality education is a priority.